one way. We've had these parts in our body. However, we're going to delve in and investigate and meet them, maybe perhaps in a different way, going through this section of new parts. So the parts that I'm referring to is the bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat. And so we'll chant that aloud 5 times and then 5 times silently to ourselves. So bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat. 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 And now silently to yourself. And so, as is with the parts, we'll delve into with this sevenfold skill of learning, as we have been of the verbal recitation, the mental recitation. But now we'll go into the color, the shape, the direction, the location, and the delimitation, which means what the part is bordered by. And so, first, we'll begin with bile. So, bile is the color of straw from the liver, and yellow, brown, or green in the gallbladder. It's shaped like a thick fluid, like car oil. Its direction is above and below the waist. Its location is that it's stored in the gallbladder. It's bordered by the digestive system and the elimination organs. The definition of bile is that bile comes from the secretion of the liver, and its function is it is a digestive juice with an emulsifying action that facilitates digestion in fats in the intestines. The human liver can produce close to 1 liter of bile per day. Just some information about just the history of the Greeks spoke about excessive bile produced an aggressive temperament. Depression and other mental illnesses like melancholia were ascribed to a bodily surplus of black bile. This is the origin of the word melancholy. So bile, this fluid, this liquid in the body, feeling into, sensing into bile. And maybe it's a sensation in the body. It also could be what arises, what's evoked when we bring our awareness and our attention to bile. Maybe a memory, a story, a smell, a sensation, whatever it is, meeting whatever arises with curiosity. Bile. And then moving our attention, our awareness to phlegm. This body part, the color of phlegm, is normally clear or white. Yellow phlegm is usually a sign of an infection in the case of the common cold. Greenish or brownish phlegm is nearly always a sign of infection. Greenish or rusty phlegm or phlegm with rusty spots can also be a sign of pneumonia or an internal microbleeding. The shape of phlegm is a thick fluid. Its direction is above the waist, located in the lung, the throat, and the mouth. It's bordered by the lungs, throat, and mouth. And the definition is it's a thick, sticky fluid, mucus from the respiratory passages. The function of phlegm is produced by the respiratory system and particularly expelled by coughing, sputum. Its composition varies depending on climatic, genetic, and state of the immune system, but basically is a water-based gel consisting in glycoproteins, immunoglobulins, lipids, etc. So phlegm. Maybe there's some phlegm currently, this liquid, this thick liquid that you can sense or feel. Maybe not. Maybe there's a memory of phlegm. So whatever evokes, meeting it with curiosity, kindness, phlegm. And then moving to pus. The color of pus can be yellow or red pus from the rupture of small blood vessels, and bluish green. The shape is pus that has been walled off by a membrane, has a shape, and that's called an abscess. The direction is above and below the waist. It's located anywhere throughout the whole body. It's bordered by whatever it is next to in the body. The definition of pus, it's a protein-rich liquid produced during inflammation with white blood cells. And its function is that it is a liquid byproduct of inflammation. So pus, what arises as we bring our awareness to pus? Maybe remembering the last time we had some type of injury or something with our tooth or a scratch, or just feeling into this body part. Protein-rich liquid produced during inflammation with white blood cells, pus. And bringing our awareness to blood. The color is from dark to bright red. The shape is a thin liquid. Its direction is above and below the waist. Location is in the heart, the arteries, the veins, and the capillaries. It is bordered throughout the whole body. The definition is blood is a fluid that circulates throughout the heart, arteries, veins, and capillaries, carrying nourishment, electrolytes, hormones, vitamins, antibodies, heat, and oxygen to the tissues, and taking away waste matter and carbon dioxide. There is also menstrual blood. Blood consists of 22% solids and 78% liquid. Red blood cells are formed at the rate of 2 million per second. Within a tiny droplet of blood, there are 5 million red blood cells, 300,000 platelets, and 10,000 white cells. The human body contains from 8 to 10 pints of blood. Every inch of human skin consists of 20 feet of blood vessels. The function of blood is in passing through the lungs. Blood gives up the carbon dioxide and absorbs oxygen. After leaving the heart, it is carried to the tissues as arterial blood and then returned to the heart in the venous system. Blood moves through the circuit of the vascular system in about 60 seconds. The plasma transports nutrients, waste products, all of these substances, and it contributes to fluid electrolyte balance and thermal regulation. Human blood travels 60,000 miles per day through the body. This is roughly 2,500 miles an hour. So we haven't quite been here for an hour, but we're getting close. Just feeling in to what evokes when we bring our awareness to this blood that's pumping throughout the whole body. It's moving, bringing all of these nutrients and waste products. Blood. And shifting to sweat. Sweat's color is colorless, actually, slightly milky, salty fluid, shaped like water. Its direction is above and below the waist. It's located on the outer skin anywhere in the body. It's bordered by what's under the skin and space. Sweat is a salty and watery secretion that comes from the glands in the skin pores. The function is that it cools the body by evaporation and rids it of what waste may be expressed through the pores of the skin. The daily amount is about a liter, although it can change according to physical activity and atmospheric conditions. And in hot conditions, may be as much as 2.5 to 4.5 gallons in 24 hours. There are two kinds of sweat. There's the smelly sweat, such as the feet, groin, armpit, often are the locations of the smelly sweat, and the non-smelly sweat, which are in the other areas of the body. So, sweat. Maybe sweat is really present right now, or is feeling into, sensing into this liquid body part, being with whatever evokes memories, stories, emotions, sensations, sweat. And then fat. The color of fat is yellow. It's shaped like globs of fat. Its direction is above and below the waist. It's located anywhere in the body. It's bordered by the skin, the flesh, and the sinews. And fat is a stored substance contained within fat cells throughout the body. Its function is the most important function of fat is a form of stored or potential energy. Also serves to insulate us from the external temperature, such as cold. So, this function of fat, stored or potential energy, and a body part that insulate us, like a protection, keeping us warm. So, being with all that is present with this body part. Meeting it with curiosity and fat. So these are the parts. And maybe we don't always bring our attention or awareness to these particular parts that are doing so much for us, that are working really hard, keeping this body moving as it is, living as it is. So whatever arose in this practice today, be it pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant. Maybe there were some memories that were uncomfortable, or there were joyful ones, and everything in between, the sensations, the emotions, all of it is welcome here. It's all part of this storehouse. This body. So, meeting whatever that was evoked, whatever that has arisen with this kindness, you too are welcome here, befriending it all. Meeting it with the curiosity to see. To understand, to know, maybe meet for the first time. Now May I be at ease. You may say this to yourself, or you may just have this energetic wish of being at ease in this body with these parts. And with that appreciation of that care and that wish, the well wish to our own heart, allowing that to really imprint and then allowing it to radiate to everyone in this room, this global room. Knowing that everyone here has a body with all the parts, and these parts come with their own sensations and stories, emotions. That just like I do, that everyone here has joy and pain and everything in between. So may you be at ease with this appreciation for your support in my practice and each other's practice, in your own practice, and really delving in and befriending these parts. And then beyond this room, to all the directions, north, east, south, west, up, down, all around, to all beings, human, non-human, all beings. May all beings know ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.